When are the witches to be trusted? Never. The dark side of the magic universe belongs to the Bene Gesserit, and we must reject them. Tylwyth Waugh, Master of Masters. The great common room in the No-Ship, with its tiered seating and raised platform at one end, was packed with Bene Gesserit sisters, more than had ever before been assembled. Chapter House was almost at a standstill this afternoon because few wanted to send proxies and important decisions could not be delegated to service cadre. Black-robed reverend mothers dominated the assemblage in their aloof clusterings close to the stage, but the room swirled with acolytes in white-trimmed robes, and there were even the newly enrolled. Groups of white robes marking the youngest acolytes were sprinkled around in tight little groups, flocking for mutual support. All others had been excluded by convocation proctors. The air was heavy with melange-perfumed breaths, and it had that dank, overused quality it got when conditioning machinery was overloaded. Odors of the recent lunch, strong with garlic, rode on this atmosphere like an uninvited intruder. This, and stories being spread throughout the room, heightened tensions. Most kept their attention on the raised platform and the side door where Mother Superior must enter. Even while talking to companions or moving about, they focused on that place where they knew someone soon would enter and create profound changes in their lives. Mother Superior did not herd them all into a great common room with a promise of important announcements unless something to shake the Bene Gesserit foundations was at hand. Bellonda preceded Odraid into the room, mounting to the platform with that belligerent waddle which made her easily recognizable even at a distance. Odraid followed Bellonda at 5 paces. Then came senior counselors and aides, black-robed Mirbella, still looking somewhat dazed from her agony only 2 weeks past, among them. Dortugla limped close behind Mirbella, with Tam and Shiana at her side. At the end of this procession came Streggy, carrying Teg on her shoulders. There were excited murmurs when he appeared. Males seldom shared assemblies, but everyone on Chapter House knew this was the Gola of their Mentat Basha, living now at the cantonment with all that remained of a Bene Gesserit military. Seeing the massed ranks of the sisterhood this way, Odraid experienced an empty feeling. Some ancient had said it all, she thought. Any damned fool knows one horse can run faster than another. Often at the minor assemblages, here in this copy of a sports stadium, she had been tempted to quote that bit of advice, but she knew the ritual had its better purposes as well. Assembly showed you to one another. Here we are together, our kind. Mother Superior and attendants moved like a peculiar bundle of energy through the throng to the platform, her position of eminence at the edge of the arena. Mother Superior was never subjected to the mass scrimmage of assemblies. She never had elbows jammed into her ribs or felt the trodding of a neighbour's foot. She was never forced to move as others moved in a kind of inchworm flow composed of bodies pressed together in unwanted proximity. Thus did Caesar arrive. Thumbs down on the whole damned thing. To Bellonda, she said, "Let it begin." Afterward, she knew she would wonder why she had not delegated someone to make this ritual appearance and utter portentous words. Bellonda would love the preeminent position and for that reason must never have it. But perhaps there was some lower echelon sister who would be embarrassed by elevation and would obey only out of loyalty, out of that underlying need to do what Mother Superior commanded. Gods, if there are any of you around, why do you permit us to be such sheep? There they were, Bellonda preparing them for her. The battalions of the Bene Gesserit. They were not really battalions, but Odraid often imagined ranked sisters, cataloguing them by function. That one is a squad leader, that one is a captain general, this one is a lowly sergeant, and here is a messenger. The sisters would be outraged if they knew this quirk in her. She kept it well concealed behind an ordinary assignment attitude. You could assign lieutenants without calling them lieutenants. Terraza had done the same thing.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.